There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, home of the new Incog Shadow, which will accept both your handgun and your handgun mounted flashlight. No longer do you have to be without your flashlight if you want to conceal inside the waistband. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In the Second Amendment advocacy, there's certain names that you would associate with having a long-standing capability and effectiveness whenever they come to the forefront. And my next guest, he's one of those kind that he knows when to be polite and he knows when to lay it all out. And he's done it numerous times. He doesn't mind naming names. He doesn't mind putting labels that are applicable to people. I'm joined once again from the Firearms Coalition by Chris Knox. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Mr. Frady. How are you?
I am doing okay. I reached out to Chris, and when I told you about what I wanted you to come on the show about initially, you know, the first topic, you didn't know as much about it. I'm presuming that you've actually looked into it now.
I actually have, and I think we can have some a good discussion here.
Let's kick this off. You have two organizations ostensibly trying to achieve quote unquote the same goal. Out of Colorado, you have the Independence Institute, which is fronted by David Koppel. He's the big advocacy name there. And then you have the dual organization of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners / National Association for Gun Rights with Dudley. And I only call him Dudley. That should be enough. And they are at each other's throats right now, and the vernacular going between the two of them is, well, more so from Dudley. By what I've seen, now you probably looked into it, you probably know how to get in touch with both of them, have them on your Rolodex or on speed dial. What have you found out? What's going on there?
What I've found out is that I'm still trying to figure out where this really started, but what I do know, and what I know of the characters involved, first of all, the one that I know the best is Dave Koppel. And I have a tremendous faith in Dave Koppel's judgment, in his legal scholarship, and I have tremendous respect for his intellect. And I have a lot of confidence that Dave will say and do the right thing when it comes to the Second Amendment. And that's as for our friend Mr. Moore, I've got some concerns there. And Mama said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And so I'm just kind of leave that out there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. The last time he reared up and he decided to go after another gun group, he was going after the Second Amendment Foundation and Gottlieb, right? Mm-hmm. Because Gottlieb had gotten involved in the expanded background check. He wanted to write part of it and all this other stuff. And Here comes Dudley saying you advocate and you are you're good to go with the National Gun Registry, which later other I mean Gottlieb got beat up a lot about that. There were other people that just didn't say nothing, but there was lots of people that said something. And I mean, you challenged him a little bit about that at some gun rights convention.
I did. At the gun rights National Gun Rights Policy Conference, which is Alan Gottlieb's party, and he and I had a frank dialogue. Go ahead.
Right. Do you think that all of these people that didn't gang up, but they all agreed about Gottlieb's little proposal he tried to sell in 2013? Do you think that sort of emboldened Mr. Moore to where he thinks he can say whatever he wants to say to whoever he wants to say it?
I'm not going to get into motivations, but
okay.
What I do believe is that Dudley may have thought that there was blood in the water, and he came along maybe to take advantage of it. Alan got some very righteous criticism for some of what he did. On the other hand, I have to put it this way. If you're not making mistakes, you're not doing anything.
I don't agree
with this. Al and I went round and round about it, and it's floating around out there in the internet, the recording is. And we absolutely disagreed on the idea that we should endorse or surrender the principle of gun owner registration. But to use that as the kind of thing that, in general, Alan and Jeff and I are going the same direction.
Right.
And we may take different paths, but we're going to get to the same destination.
Right. Well, you know, I've always had this philosophy that if I'm in a foxhole and the guy beside me is looking and shooting in the same direction as me, we don't necessarily have to get along and agree on every little caveat. And I don't know that I think in a lot of ways, and you can, I've never spoken with Alan Gottlieb, I've never had a conversation with him, but this idea that he could get in there and mingle with the politicians, which he doesn't normally do. Second Amendment Foundation is not normally a lobbying group, right? They specialize.
Well, but there's different aspects to it, and
right.
Alan has his finger in lots of pies. One of which is the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
Okay, so
they are politically active. They aren't. I don't know whether they have any paid lobbyists on the Hill, but they do. They're out there to motivate the grassroots, and so there is a political aspect to what they do. Now, Second Amendment Foundation is the entity that pretty much sponsors Alan Gura and has done the wonderful work in the courts, bringing us Heller and McDonald and a lot of other good advancements. And so I'm not going to fault Alan and the Second Amendment Foundation at all for that.
Oh no. I think that's masterful. I think mm-hmm. Alan Gura is like a samurai when he goes into court.
Oh, he's just he's amazing.
Yeah.
The guys I have spoken with him, and he has an amazing wit. And there's a lot of intellect, and I've watched Alan Gura and Dave Koppel go toe to toe when they disagreed on a pretty fine point of law, but it was an important one. But I've watched them disagree pretty sharply, and yet there was always this camaraderie, disagree on tactics, but totally agreed on the strategy.
Sure, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind having a good old rhubarb over trying to get my stuff together.
Iron sharpens iron, is what the good book says. So there you are.
You hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break, if you will. The Firearms Coalition. It's firearmscoalition.org. Is that right?
That's it, sir.
If you want to become part of a loosely connected guerrilla organization, that's where to go. They've got somebody local near you that you didn't even know was a member. Check them out. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, where the Scorpion line is well worth the price of admission. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. And let's just finish this up because there's something I want to move on to. Is it fair enough to say that is it a turf war in Colorado? How would you characterize it?
It may be a turf war, and it may be that what it boils down to, and the issue at hand, just to remind listeners, is the Colorado, in the wake of the Batman shooting, limited magazine size, limited access to standard capacity magazines. They limited the magazine size 15 rounds. Now, you know, you and I both know a magazine consists of a box, a spring, and a follower, and that's it.
Right.
So it's a silly ban, but it did cost the state something. A great company left Colorado in direct response to it. And the Colorado legislature, people in the Colorado legislature are looking to undo some of the damage. Now, I don't like compromise of principle. And I, in general, I don't like magazine limits at all. And so, you know, if somebody wants to put 150 round Jam-O-Matic magazine on their AR-15, I don't care. You know, the technology just isn't there, let's face it.
Right.
But to the issue at hand is over whether one of the ideas that Colorado is entertaining is to expand the limit to 30 rounds. So the other side, and Dudley and his friends and a lot of the no compromise people are saying, oh my God, we are compromising our principles. Well, and this is a real important point. We can compromise on specifics in a bill, or we can compromise in specifics on a law, on a some ordinance, without compromising principles. I can endorse that bill for now, and tell them straight up, when this bill has no effect, I'm going to come back and show you that it has no effect, and I'm going to try to roll back the rest of it. In the meantime, if you want to play footsie and you want to roll only half of it back, that's fine. Our side has shown a marked ability to pretend that we can restore rights that have been lost a slice at a time, just a little bit. The salami slice is the theory, or the frog's been heating up in the boiler for a long time, and what we need to do is quick freeze it, and it'll save us. And the fact is that if a football team goes out and tries to go for a touchdown every play that their whole strategy is to make it into the goal line, they're going to lose. You have to learn to take those short yardage, the short gains, and say, look, see, there's nothing wrong here. In the case of concealed carry, in some states we've been able to go say, look, we got non-discretionary carry, and blood isn't running in the streets. Look, we've got permitted carry, and blood isn't running in the streets. And in Arizona, we have constitutional carry. Blood is not running in the streets. And so the salami principle acts both ways. You can slice it or you can stack it. But either way, it works. And where our friend Dudley is the charge he's leading is the one that's saying any compromise is compromise of principle, and he's wrong. And Dave Koppel is right, and the folks in Colorado that are backing this bill, this improvement for now, are right. But the thing is, the important point is that we have to follow it up with more action. And it, historically, we've shown a tendency to go, we get a victory, okay, we're done, let's go hunt.
And that's right.
That don't work.
There's always too much celebration on our side, isn't there?
Yea, verily. Yea, verily. We're never done.
Now, you know, one thing I've said, and this is perhaps me being way too simplistic about it, okay? We've got two ways we can try to take the country back constitutionally, and it's going to do it legislatively. It's going to be infuriating, and it's going to be a long, long walk.
Yes.
And the alternative, if you want to get it back constitutional right now, well, get out your plate carrier. Lube your weapon up and get ready to go. And, Dudley, if that's the way you want to go, Dudley, I'm fully prepared if that's what it comes to. It is certainly not something I seek.
Exactly.
And because I don't seek it, I don't push that totalitarian absolute goal. I push the sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to get in there and start fighting in my own platoon just because, somebody, the guy in charge, or one of the other guys in charge, doesn't agree with me.
Exactly, exactly. And the major point is, and my brother Jeff and I have we've actually gone toe to toe with our friends internally that we've been accused of being compromisers or whatever. But if you're going to if you're looking at military options before at the militia. The right of revolution, as Abraham Lincoln used to put it. If you're looking at that before you've exhausted every political solution, you're wrong. And there are political solutions, but politics is the art of the possible. It's what you can get passed.
Right.
And if we can get an improvement to the bill passed, then great. But if we can't roll the whole thing, if we can roll the whole thing back, that's the ideal, and that's what we should do in the case of that magazine ban. It's a stain on the face of the Colorado law.
Well, the other thing about that, and we're coming up on the next break, but I mean the other thing about that ban is it's pretty much ignored by everybody, isn't it? They're still selling 30-round magazines in Colorado all over the place.
Because of the logistics, they can't make it. They can't make them go away.
Yeah.
And somebody could probably find it, and I dare somebody to try and enforce it.
All right. You hang on. We'll be right back.
Yep.
My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. This is indestructible kydex. I didn't think anybody actually made any of that. They do. Indestructible kydex. They've had two. I know of two that have been sent back for warranty. One was rode over by an M1 Abrams tank. I would imagine that sort of compressed it a bit, and that one split it. Another one was in a thigh rig on a troop overseas when a IED went off beside him, and that one sort of split the holster. So those two got returned for the lifetime warranty, but that's the only two I know about. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so have you seen the chatter that's going on concerning this thing in San Francisco and the Ninth Circuit and the way the Supreme Court's dancing around because of where they're saying, okay, what they're doing in San Francisco is completely against the Heller decision. Why aren't they, and why isn't the Ninth Circuit reaffirming the Heller decision? Because we, the Supreme Court, passed it. Doggone it.
Yeah, it's interesting how the particularly the Ninth Circuit is able to pick out parts of Heller out of context and actually make it defend gun control where Heller attacks gun control, and it's we get into an Orwellian down is up and freedom is slavery, and that's not the way it is and not the way it should be, but that's what makes it critical that the next president that we all keep in mind that the next president is going to pick key members of the Supreme Court. Heller only passed by 5-4, and one vote, if Justice Kennedy were to be replaced by a reliable anti-gun vote, we would be in a world of hurt. So the fact is that Heller is not etched in stone. It is precedent, but it's thin precedent right now. And Alan Gura and company have been doing a great job of supporting it and building up a body of law around it. But the fact is we've got a 5-4 majority. It's thin.
It's a fight that never ends, isn't it? I mean, One of the things it's a good thing I'm not in charge of anything, Chris, you know, because I would be such a slinger. I would be so ostracized from the community. First thing I would do is I'd be standing up in the middle of San Francisco going, I thought Roe versus Wade was settled law.
Yeah.
It is. It's settled law. Well, how come the Heller and McDonald decisions aren't settled law? It's the same thing. Came from a bunch of guys in a robe.
Yep.
Guys and gals, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, the thing to keep in mind is that the Supreme Court is a political animal, and I've sat in on Supreme Court hearings, and I've met genuine bigwigs, people who were in positions of power and authority. I've met senators, I've met congressmen. I have never been intimidated by an institution until I walked through the doors of that Supreme Court. Those people do set foot on a show, and they are there to they basically are at the top, and they have no check or balance on them other than the fact that they have to they can only rule on the on what's put before them, but they pick what gets put before them. So they pretty much do what they want to do.
Yeah, but I don't like slinging it to them. I don't like them being the harbingers of all things constitutional. I would like to see a check be put in place on them, simply because it has, you know, since the day FDR figured out that he could start stacking the deck. So he started stacking the deck, and now it's become, like you said, I'm not naive. I know that it has been a political thing for quite some time. But I personally would like to see the qualifications for a Supreme Court justice. They have to have a USB plug-in in the back of their head, and they have to be deaf and mute. Can't see, can't read. We program them with what is law, and then we send it straight into them in a download. Maybe we could use an Apple computer and use a FireWire, ThunderWire, whatever. Send it straight into them and let them, and we get the result immediately. And that's the only way I would be sitting around saying they shouldn't be, you know, unfettered.
Yeah, based on what the law says and not the, the penumbra and emanations from the law.
This is where you get to, you know, when you, it's about feelings, isn't it?
Mm.
It's about interpretation,
yeah,
and feelings.
The feeling of security trumps your genuine security or your genuine right to keep and bear arms than somebody else's feeling of security. And all I can say is the Ninth Circuit and my home state of Arizona sits on the edge of the Ninth Circuit, and that's what we have to deal with.
that part of it, the Ninth Circuit is sort of they don't know what they want to be, do they? They're just all over the place, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and there are some very good cases. There have been some very good cases that came out of the Ninth Circuit affirming the right to keep and bear, and I'm trying to think of one right now, and I know it, but it's not coming to my mind. But the thing is that the Ninth Circuit, it has 30 or 40 judges, but some of them are just out there, and it's San Francisco and Hollywood, so there you are. Yeah.
And I was wondering what happened when the Peruta decision came down.
Peruta, that was the gun show.
No, Peruta's the permit.
Yes. Oh, the basically the permit that nobody can ever get ever.
That one.
Yeah. And that's not an infringement. That's not an infringement, really. We mean it. But yes, it is. And under the plain language of the law, it absolutely is, because if you have a system that is so stacked that no one can make it through that system, you have what amounts to a ban. And so we've got Heller and McDonald saying that, okay, you have a right to keep and bear. You have a right to keep, Heller. and you have a right to bear McDonald, and the and yet under Peruta they don't get through it. We were really hoping Peruta would make it to the Supreme Court, but it did not. And
well, it's in bank right now. It's in an in bank review of the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, and
who knows where it goes?
Yeah, but and I have a feeling that this court is not going to that it's not going to get into the Supreme Court.
Probably
they
not.
Did get one right. Brother Jeff's column this week on WorldNet Daily is talks about the that if they made a pretty common sense ruling that if somebody gets convicted of a felony, in this case an individual got busted on an unrelated non-firearms related marijuana bust, but he was a felon, had to get rid of his guns, and the state tried to confiscate him, and they said no, you have to allow him to appoint somebody to take care of, to dispose of the guns lawfully and in accordance with the Fifth Amendment. And you know, that's one of the things that we keep on going back to. It's not just the Second Amendment that's in danger. It's the First Amendment for your right to advocate for the right to keep and bear arms. It's the Fourth Amendment, people coming through and searching, and it's the Fifth Amendment, people seizing your property. It's the entire Bill of Rights that is in the balance right now, and we need to be aware of it, because if we get outside the four corners of the Constitution, get beyond the paper into the emanations and penumbra, no telling what somebody can find out there.
Well, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. So anyway, we're coming up on the last break. You hang on one more time. I got something else to hit you with. So, firearmscoalition.org. Go check them out. These guys do what has to be done, which I wish they all did. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. As we are at the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I've got some that are 3 years old, and they're just as strong today as they were 3 years ago. And they're going to outlive me. As a matter of fact, that's just sad to consider. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joining me again from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. Chris, question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is there any way that we can put a gigantic wall around the state of New Jersey, since every time anybody from the state of New Jersey that thinks they live in the United States of America crosses in New Jersey, if they have a .22 long rifle bullet in their glove compartment, they're locked up for at least a year. They lose everything they've got.
My Lord, yes. But one of the things that folks in the Northeast don't understand is that those of us out here in flyover country really don't think that's part of America. We've got friends there. I listened to a really good podcast coming out of there, that the Gun for Hire Radio, and Anthony Calandra. And,
right.
And Anthony's, my hat's off to those guys. They're right in the belly of the beast. They're from that country, and they're facing up to it, and they're right now they're working to recall a really bad legislator, and they're going after him. They're trying to flex some political muscle, and I think these guys are doing a great job. If you're a podcast listener, I'd encourage you to listen to that show along with this one, and they've got some great stuff going on. As far as New Jersey, good Lord, and never mind Chris Christie as far as a potential president or as a potential candidate for president. I wouldn't elect him dog catcher. He wouldn't be able to catch up with the dogs.
No. Well, he'd be running with them. I mean,
he'd have plenty of fleas, that's for sure.
See, isn't he the one that wanted to ban Barrett 50 caliber rifles by name for whatever reason? I mean, is there a Barrett gang right now operating in New Jersey I know nothing about?
I can see.
Watch out, it's a Barrett gang.
A liquor store with a 50.
Here comes the Barrett gang. They won't steal your car. They just blow it clean out from under you. Which, some of the stuff that they, you know, they talk about banning is so frivolous and has nothing to do with crime prevention or crime control.
Well,
we get that.
Yeah, it's just like the green tip ban that we were fortunately able to head off, but which is that particular ban is the M855 ban, and that's a chicken that's coming home to roost from decisions that were made 30 years ago,
right?
By some of our friends in the, shall we say, dominant gun lobby. And the Firearms Coalition owes a lot to owes its existence to the fact that the NRA chose to endorse a bullet ban back in 1982. And Neil Knox, my dad, and got with Larry Pratt and Alan Gottlieb, and they formed a loyal opposition, and they actually improved the bill that eventually passed, but that bill that passed was not good, and it still contains those accursed words, sporting purposes, which really needs to come out of all law, because it isn't the right to keep and bear baseball mitts.
Well, I don't know. I don't mind them. I don't mind them getting inside and saying, well, you know, the terminology, we have to do it from the terminology. As long as they understand that, I would consider it quite sporting to get in a shooting fight with tyranny. I would consider that sporting. Well, you know, we're going to have to do a couple of things just to make it even to begin with. I don't know how you make it even with a bunch of pacifistic people that employ the bodyguards, because the bodyguards are going to run from the anti-gun side. They're going to, well, thanks for all the pay, Bloomberg. We're out of here.
There you go.
How many people are coming down the street, Bloomberg? I've just about decided, and you know, this is one of the things I love about the freedom of what I do. You know, Shannon Watts and all of them. When you're looking at Shannon Watts, and I don't know if you're how old are you? How old are you, Chris? I don't want to be in.
I'm 57 years old.
57. Okay, so you're old enough to remember this at the very least, or maybe you saw the TV movie or something. I don't know. When you're watching Shannon Watts talking on TV, and she's looking in the TV, don't you get this sense that that's like watching one of the Manson family girls?
Where you can see the whites all around the pupil.
Well, some of the stuff that they say and they come at us, that they come at us with, and all this other stuff is crazy. Rahm Emanuel is out there. They just got concealed carry. They've had a couple of instances where they've had mass shootings averted by law-abiding people. But
the Uber driver, absolutely.
Yeah, but at the same time, they just had a bad Memorial Day. Baltimore had a bad Memorial Day weekend. And they're saying it's not because of gun control that this happened. It's because we don't have enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's like looking at one of the Manson family people when they really believe that kind of delusion, it makes me nervous. That's why I'm, you know, makes me nervous.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. And there's just a different mindset. And honestly, I hope I'll be forgiven for saying that I think that one side is wrong. And what increases liberty is good, and what decreases liberty is bad. When people start throwing out the word like, should you be allowed? No, the question is, should you be restricted from? And then we can start talking from there.
Well, whenever I look at the liberal template, like right now, you can take the whole water thing that's happening in California, right? You can look at that argument they make, that template, and then you can superimpose it over the gun control thing, because they're always out there saying, in order for us to do some things, you're going to have to give some stuff up.
Right.
In this particular case, it's in California, it's your right, you know, you can't drink, you can't do this. What, but, you know, all the while, the water bottlers are still bottling, you know, 700 million gallons of water, unrestricted in California. And but everybody else, regular, run-of-the-mill millionaires that live out there, they got to give something up. And in the case of guns, we just got to give up rights. But I don't know.
Yeah. The idea that you can control society by passing a law, you by definition are controlling the lawful aspects or the lawful segments of that society. And if you forget, if you pretend that the unlawful segments don't exist, or that they can, they're going to ignore the law, then you can. It just leads to a lot of wrong action. So it's the assumption that people can effectively reduce crime by restricting what those who don't break the law do. It's nonsensical, and that's where we try to shine a light on it here at the Firearms Coalition.
Right.
That we want to increase liberty. We want to see not only our Second Amendment rights restored, but also the First, Fourth, Fifth, and so on. And that's what we're about. And we've been at it for a long time. Comes from, you know, it's genetic. Blame our dad, Neil Knox, and that's where we got started on this. We were soaking in the gun rights debate before we could read. We were hearing about it. It's just
check it out. I'm going to be circling back to you. We're about to run out of time. I will be circling back to you though as soon as the FOIA request in New York State is satisfied, and we get to hear how few guns got actually registered. And then we can just laugh together for an hour.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Bill, Firearms, it's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Firearmscoalition.org. Go check them out. We will do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, please. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Your Reaction Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.